Hello, this is Jim Cleveland with my musical collaborator, Mark Austin. We're at Mark's Celestial Studios in Dallas with podcast 4 of 4 on our CD set that we call the Soul Series. This newest CD is called Soul Struggles, The Search for Higher Love. And that's just what it's about. 21 tracks relating to the many ways we seek love and the highest expressions we can find. Obviously, we look in a lot of places and find expressions on any number of levels. Let's play some samples. Mark, let's open with one of your tracks. Tell us about it.
Well, Jim, this track is Journey Without Distance. It's from the Cosmic Trigger CD, and it's by the Mark Austin Band.
Journey without distance to a goal.
I used to think that all the wisdom in the world was what I would need. And to be the grandest one, I would ride on a big black snorting steed. I used to think I'd be admired and liked, and all would agree that I was a fine and wondrous guy, fragrant flower from my seed. But years rolled by, many loved ones have cried. I've heard many screaming creeds, people hurting and being hurt, disputing, hungering, or grieved. May we all find some spiritual keys. What are those keys to make our day full of God's sweet and loving ways? There are several to be found in the stillness unbound. And these are the keys to your grace. There is worship. Tell God you love Him. There's prayer. Send your love to all. There's forgiveness, as we are forgiven. There's love in the service call. These are your keys to a spiritual life. There on your window sill, worship and prayer and forgiveness and love, walk with Father over the hills. I used to think that the key to salvation was knowing all things. I used to think that child operations would one day make the world sing. I now know that grandiose minds and contraptions are just meant to feed the world's factions. When spirit conscious grows, it will show that inner wisdom is the attraction. I used to think I could figure it all out. I now know God doesn't require it. He indwells you in faith that your human path would be as He would inspire it. Well, that's one of my poems called Finding the Keys. Here's another one about how love is not you or me. Love is for sharing. Love is we. Love is such a grand idea, I don't understand it much. Like a butterfly, it flutters away each time I reach to touch. And to give us something we could know, its glories we have altered, turned them to lust and things we had owned, and that's where we faltered. But true love reigns far and worldly wide in God's plan for humankind. The light is there, it's pure and bright, for earnest hearts to find. Though the clatter and noise of daily dues can tarnish all the shine, unless we find His love within, leave indulgences behind. Love is cheapened when we turn it, twist it, lower its view, so we can understand some way that it works for me and you. Its reality is too much to grasp until we know the Father's light. Understand that we're all the same and precious in His sight. The Father loves the sinners while disdaining all the sin, and the Father tells us very well to seek the truth within. Expanded minds let in more light, goodness, wisdom too, so we can feel the Holy Spirit guide us ever through. Love is pure, the highest thought that rules celestial spheres. But man has forced his finite view, mixed it with all his fears. So its saving grace is still beyond our limited earthly reach. But the Father shows the way for all, and all His Son did teach. Jesus spread the Father's love, showed how to live and die, and the certainty that we'll live again in the sweetest by and by. Rose up to give us another gift, the Spirit of Truth to guide. Took reign again o'er heavenly mansions, waits for us on high. Inside you, inside me, inside a love that makes us we. Inside search finds so much that together we can see. Inside knowing, inside growing, inside we hold the key.
to make our love bloom like the fields of flowers bursting free. Love brings us together. Love is we.
That morning stars over each day.
Okay, that was from the Mark Austin Solo Project CD, and it's called Lift Us. And how does that happen? It happens, as this poem suggests, when spirit is free.